Welcome to the Advisor Pact Monthly Session. I'm Mark Little, and we have quite a lineup of questions today. This is the session where we deal with issues that you have brought up in submission, typically to the site directly. So on every page of the Advisor Pact Monthly site, there's a Contact Us link. And as you're implementing, we encourage you to ask your questions. And you can either show up live to this session or, and ask your questions live. Or, if we deal with your questions on this session, we'll just go through the content that we think is most important that has been submitted to us during the course of the month. So as you go through today's session, if you have questions about something that you're trying to implement, this is your opportunity for live coaching. So what is the Advisor Pact Monthly Program? It is a pledge that you make to every ideal client. It is a pledge, which is an acronym, a pact. In essence, and PACT is an acronym which stands for Protection, Attention, Coordination, and Transparency. These are the four client expectations that in our studies since 2002, we've identified out in the marketplace. These are the four things that the most successful, the most affluent potential ideal clients out there claim that they cannot find anywhere and at any price from any financial advisor. So by making this pact and delivering on these four promises, you're already separating yourself from every other financial advisor out there because clients claim that they cannot find these things anywhere. So first question, what is the Trusted Advisor Toolkit Fast Track? All right, so those of you that are not a part of the Fast Track in the Advisor Pact Monthly Program, just listen to what I'm saying because, this is a part of the Advisor Pact Monthly Program that's entirely optional. Most people join the Advisor Pact Monthly Program just to begin implementing a higher level of service for their clients and to, in essence, test or to better understand a much higher level business model than you've currently got in place to, in essence, kick the tires and see if you're ready for implementation of this new business model or just to understand it. And so so that's the program that you're in. However, what we do make available is for Advisor Pact Monthly members who would like to, in essence, matriculate or graduate into our flagship program, which is the Trusted Advisor Toolkit, we offer something called the Trusted Advisor Toolkit Fast Track. And I'm going to go through this with you briefly, not what the Fast Track is, but just to kind of clarify a few things about the Fast Track. We have a large number of Advisor Pact Monthly members who are currently in the Trusted Advisor Toolkit Fast Track. And what it is, in the Advisor Pact Monthly program, we provide you with a monthly project. We send you out a project to implement with either by yourself or with your team, something to work on, which moves you steadily towards the Advisor Pact business model. Now, the first 12 modules are the exact same ones that we deliver or we provide in the Trusted Advisor Toolkit, our flagship program, which is actually software. The toolkit is software. And it's the Fast Track is set up because in the toolkit, the first 12 modules, the expectation is that new members to the Trusted Advisor Toolkit implement the first 12 modules in the first 90 days, that requires really putting on your track shoes. So to qualify for the toolkit, we start everybody out in the Advisor Pact Monthly program. But if you, by joining the Fast Track, what we do is rather than send you out one module per month, we let you have these modules as quickly as you want them. So as soon as you implement a module, you let us know. We set up a call with you, make sure that you've implemented and understand the previous module, and then we kick out the next one so that you can, in essence, implement as quickly as possible. And with the idea that your goal is to join the toolkit, or to at least see if you're ready to join the toolkit. So the toolkit fast track is only for those people who intend to join the toolkit. And they're either going to go through the fast track and immediately join the toolkit, or somewhere in the fast track, you're going to identify that you're not a good fit for the toolkit and, you know, exit the fast track and just begin implementing modules normally once a month as a regular Advisor Pack monthly member. Well, there's a few misconceptions about it among the people that are in the Fast Track program. And the way I wanted to deal with this, and it's something that's relevant for everyone, whether you're in the Fast Track program or not, it's to think about this question. This is the relevant question as it comes to, you know, whether or not you're ready kind of for the next step after the Advisor Pack monthly program. And the question is, which comes first? It's sort of a chicken or egg dilemma. So you're thinking as an advisor, which comes first? Do I go ahead now and acquire ideal clients immediately, or do I wait and not invite any clients into my ideal client community and establish my team and my deliverables first? So which comes first, acquiring clients or establishing and getting all the details in place, such as your team and getting all the 142 deliverables checkpoints in place first? Well, for us, it really doesn't matter. It can be either way. And we have advisors in the toolkit that have both, either philosophy. It doesn't really matter. More on that in a minute, because there is it's kind of interesting to note after all these years, you know, which advisors seem to see the greatest success and the quickest success. And I'll circle back and tell you that in a minute. But let me just tell you what the Trusted Advisor Toolkit, you know, what kind of advisor is the toolkit designed for? Well, the toolkit is designed for advisors who already have several current clients who are excellent candidates to become ideal clients. In other words, you have a top tier of service, whatever you're currently delivering to clients, and you've already got several clients at that level. In other words, you've kind of topped out in terms of what you're currently able to deliver to your high-end clients that you currently have. But nevertheless, you've got more than one client currently who, you know, you're not sure exactly what an ideal client is yet, let's say, but you've got a couple that you feel like will be ready for that whenever you get, you know, the whole thing clear in your head what it is. The Trusted Advisor Toolkit is also for advisors who are really good at knowing how to go out and acquire clients. So it's for advisors who are already currently adding clients at a regular pace, at a regular clip, at that current highest, whatever your current highest end level of service is. So you have clients at the highest end of what your current service level is, and you're adding clients regularly. So it kind of goes to the point of our programs, both programs, the Advisor Pack Monthly and the Trusted Advisor Toolkit, you know, what it is and what it isn't. What it is both programs are for advisors who have clients already, who just simply want to know how to deliver services to ideal clients that clients themselves want. In other words, why reinvent the wheel? You know, let's implement a level of service that we know already because of our research that ideal clients actually want. And if they knew about it, that you delivered those level of services, they'd be approaching you rather than the other way around. So what we are not, any of our programs, is about acquiring clients. So we don't teach you how to go out and find, identify clients out in the marketplace and, you know, approach them. There's other programs for that. We recommend the Advisor Roadmap Virtual Training Platform by Bill Bachrach. It's a very reasonably priced program, and it teaches something called the Financial Roadmap. And it is the process, frankly, that I utilized when I built my ideal client community. But regardless, it doesn't matter. We assume you already know how to go out and acquire clients. What our programs are all about is, once you have a client, how to deliver a level of service to them that is extraordinary. Okay, the toolkit is for advisors who currently have a strong administrative manager. You will not be allowed or invited into the program, which, by the way, the Trusted Advisor Toolkit is an invitation-only program. And there's typically a waiting list to get in. So basically, that's it. And finally, the fee for the toolkit has to be very comfortable at your current revenue rate. So the toolkit fee is different than the Advisor Pack monthly fee. You're paying the fee for the Advisor Pack monthly program is $200 per month. That's what advisors who come straight to our site are signing up for the Advisor Pack monthly for currently. The toolkit is $1,000 per month. So, you know, looking at your current level of client acquisition, we don't want anybody into the toolkit program who's going to get frustrated because the fee is uncomfortable. So we want only advisors where the fee for the toolkit is no strain. And so it's $1,000 a month. And there's a 16-month minimum. So any advisor that signs up for the toolkit is required to continue that $1,000 a month for a minimum of 16 months, which frankly is the average amount of time it takes a financial advisor to implement all 11 steps of the Trusted Advisor Toolkit. So that all being said, in essence, the Trusted Advisor Toolkit is for advisors who already have clients, and they're adding clients at a regular basis. And what they need, what you need, is a tool to organize your client progress meetings. So you need a method of delivering extraordinary services, which the toolkit is. And you need to be able to scale an already growing business. In other words, you want to be able to grow your clientele without any clients feeling that, you know, as you're growing, their level of service is declining. The Trusted Advisor Toolkit, the reality of the toolkit is that advisors who implement it, the objective is to actually increase the level of service to each ideal client as you add ideal clients. So your capabilities and your ability to deliver an extraordinary experience is increasing with each and every ideal client that you add to your community. So that is what it is. Now, back to the toolkit fast track and the misconceptions. We push out the first, what we commit to pushing out in the fast track is the first 12 modules. What in practice, what we usually push out for advisors who are in the fast track, which means their goal is for sure that you feel like as long as you're ready, which is what you're trying to identify, when you get to the end of the fast track, you're immediately going to join the toolkit. So we start pushing out these modules as fast as you're able to consume them. And but we're looking for implementation at each step. So keep in mind the requirements of the toolkit. And by the way, when we post the replay for this session, I will include a link to the ideal advisor profile for the Trusted Advisor Toolkit. So if you have any question, what you should be doing when you're in the fast track is reviewing the ideal advisor profile for the toolkit and making sure along the way that you agree that you meet that profile. But back to the fast track. So as we're pushing out these modules, let me tell you internally what we're looking for. We pause at some of these modules. So we have, for example, you're going through the modules and then you get to the one, let's say, that says hiring an extraordinary administrative manager, which is one of the initial modules. I believe it's the sixth module in the series. So before you can move on from that one, what we're looking for is that you actually have a strong administrative manager in place. So you don't move on in the fast track until you have an administrative manager who is going to be strong enough to serve as a leader, a project leader for you as you're implementing the toolkit. If you have one, then you continue in the fast track and move on to the next module. If you don't currently have an extraordinary administrative manager, then you stop right there. You exit the fast track, you slow down, and you begin just getting the monthly projects, one a month, like any other Advisor Pack monthly member, until you have an administrative manager who's strong in place. Why be in the fast track for the toolkit if you're not going to be invited into the toolkit at the end of the fast track? So we pause right there. Another one, for example, is the deliverables team recruitment process. So this is a 12-step program. This is one of the most important modules in the Advisor Pack monthly program and over in the Trusted Advisor Toolkit. In both programs, this module right here is, in my opinion, one of the key most important modules, because what it is, it's a 12-step module, 12 simple steps to acquiring your next subject matter expert, or said a different way, for filling the vacancy among your subject matter experts within less than 60 days, okay? So what we're looking for in the fast track is we push out this module, but you don't move on in the fast track from this module until you've actually acquired your next subject matter expert. So more on that later in this session, you know, how many subject matter experts and what the structure of the team looks like. There's another question that came in where we'll go over that today later. But in essence, before you can move on in the fast track from this module, we want to see that you're actually able to acquire a subject matter expert in less than 60 days. If you can, then you continue in the fast track and you receive the next module. If when you go through this module, it's not just simply understanding the module and that you've gone through it, that's not enough. You have to have implemented enough that we can see evidence that you're not going to be lost in the toolkit, that we have to see that you're ready for the toolkit, or else, again, why be in the fast track? So this is a key module. Another one, there are two modules, and we push them out separately, but it's the 10 client deliverables. We push it out in two different modules. So you implement the first of the 10 client deliverables in course number one. And then when you've got those in place, or you've got an understanding of them to where with your current subject matter expert, you're beginning to put together your client deliverables for the current subject matter expert that you've acquired onto your team. We have to see that you're with your current clients. So we realize that for many of you, you have not yet launched your ideal client community, because you're not, for many of you, we talk to you as you're submitting questions to our program, and many of you have not yet initiated your ideal client level of service because you're not comfortable enough that you understand what it is to really roll it out to your clients as a formal service yet. So what we're talking and what we're looking for in the fast track is not that you've rolled out all of the 10 client deliverables. No. What we assume, if you're actually serious about joining the toolkit, is that you've already got some clients, at least one or more, who are at your top tier of your current level of client service that you know, are at least potential ideal clients in the future. And what we're looking for with these modules, with the 10 client deliverables, is that with your current clients at your current level of service, the top end of what you're currently delivering, that you've utilized these modules of the 10 client deliverables to select something, at least, you know, one of the deliverables or more, to begin implementing a higher level of service with your existing clients. Okay. So you've gone through these 10 client deliverables, course one and two. What have you implemented? We assume you have a client at the high end of what you're currently offering. So what did you learn in these 10 client deliverables that you can, that you feel like you're now clear enough that you can roll out to your existing client at your current level of service? You know, what can you afford to deliver with your, you know, current fee structure among these 10 client deliverables? We're looking for some evidence that you can, you know, put something from these 10 client deliverables immediately into action with your existing clients. And then finally, setting your compensation. So this is a module where, you know, where we push the envelope a little bit and we explain that, you know, setting your compensation is really a function of your confidence. It's your comfort level in terms of what you're delivering to clients. And not only what is it worth in your mind, which is in many ways irrelevant, but really what's it worth to clients? And so what we're looking for before we move on from setting your compensation is that you have acquired, you have, since you've joined the Advisor Pack Monthly program, you have acquired another client at your current highest level of service. But after this module, setting your compensation, the next client that you acquire is going to be at a higher level than you've ever charged any client before. Why? Because now you have at least one subject matter expert. Now you have at least one or more of the 10 client deliverables that you're pushing the envelope and raising the level of service. You may not be calling it an ideal client level of service yet. It's just that with all your learning in this program, you now are able to charge more than you were before. So from your previous top level service, after going through this module, setting your compensation, you have acquired another client, but at an even higher level of compensation than you ever have before. Why? Because you're worth it. You may not be implementing all of the 10 client deliverables yet, but you're implementing something more than you were before, enough to raise your confidence and your ability to charge a higher fee than you ever have at your current level of service. So this proves several things to us. One is that you have a high level of confidence about what you're doing and that you can, you have the confidence to move forward, at least at some level, into the toolkit. And it also proves to us that you are indeed adding clients. You're not in a cycle where you've got clients, but you're not adding new ones. We are in the toolkit. We know advisors get frustrated if they don't know how to acquire clients. So we make sure that you are able to acquire new clients, because in this module, we check and see. So that's it. At any point, you can request out of the fast track. At any point, if we determine that you're not currently ready for the toolkit or you would not be invited into the toolkit at the end of the fast track, we just politely exit you out of the fast track and you just return to your normal status as an Advisor Pack monthly member, and you just start receiving one module per month. And that allows you to implement at a more comfortable pace. We're not putting any pressure on you to implement faster than you're capable. You know, it's just basically a fork in the road. You either are ready for the toolkit now and you go through the fast track and then you immediately join the toolkit, or during the course of the fast track, we identify that you're not currently ready for the toolkit and we exit you out of the fast track and we just slow it down and allow you to start implementing at the pace that you're able and willing to implement. One thing that I do want to comment before we move on is, just so you know, we say this regularly, but I always like to mention this, at any point, it doesn't matter if you're in the fast track or not, you are always able to request modules immediately, in other words, out of sequence, if you have an immediate need. All you need to do is contact us, and we'll deliver the module that you request in lieu of the next monthly project that we would have sent you otherwise. So basically, you just need to contact us. And by the way, in case you're curious how to contact us, on the site, if you'll find in the upper right-hand corner where your name is, there's a little pull-down, and there's the Contact Us link. So as you're implementing, we encourage you to contact us with your questions. That's the normal process. And as a matter of fact, it's a leading indicator of success. The advisors in this program who see the most success are the ones who, as they're implementing, they either get stuck or they encounter some kind of a roadblock that's frustrating them, and they contact us. And our senior team helps you out. We get you unstuck. We support you. Our commitment is to support you as you implement the Advisor Pack monthly program. And if you're struggling with anything, just let us know. Contact us, and we'll you know, respond to you and get your questions answered. Alternately, at the bottom of every page in the Advisor Pack monthly program, that is to say down in the footer, there's also a contact us link. So it's easy to find the place to reach us on every page of the Advisor Pack monthly program. But I just wanted to give you a listing of all the modules that you're going to be getting in sequence so that you can, at any point, just say, hey, I have that need now. So rather than sending me the next monthly project in sequence, send me this other one because I need it now for whatever reason. I'll give you an example. Let's say you have a high-end client at your current level of service, and yeah, they're paying you at the highest level that you're currently charging. However, they just don't seem that excited with the services that you're delivering. Yes, they're a client. Yes, they seem mildly satisfied, but maybe you're picking up on cues during the client meetings that you know, they're not that engaged. They're not that excited. They're kind of treating you like, I don't know, like they're coming in to review their tax returns. It's like, they don't enjoy coming into the meetings, or maybe it's two spouses and one of them enjoys coming in and talking about their financial future with you or their financial affairs, and the other spouse doesn't. Whatever the reason, if you need to pick up the energy of the client experience and start in delivering it as something at a higher level of energy and a more compelling experience, then, you know, we have these modules down a little more advanced, the Hero's Journey, the Extraordinary Client Experience. You know, at any point, if you've got an existing client that seems a little bit disengaged or bored, you could say, hey, I need that one now. And then we would put the whole program on pause, deliver out at the next monthly project, whatever you request, let's say the Hero's Journey, and that's the next project you would receive. So my point is, if you have an immediate need, you can jump ahead and we'll give you that module out of sequence. And then when the time elapses on that module, you know, the next very next month, it'll go back to the regular sequence and you'll start implementing in sequence again. And at any point, you can jump ahead and request a future module. So these right here, these modules that you see right now, it's not that there aren't more modules afterwards, because you have to, listen, this journey to exceed clients' expectations and deliver an extraordinary experience, trust me, from experience, I've been in this business 30 years. It takes a long time to master this. You can implement this quickly. You can see results literally in a month or two. You can start picking up the pace of client acquisition within just a very few months, like 1, 2, or 3 months. We see it all the time with our existing clients, advisors who are clients of our program. And we saw it ourselves with our own results, with our firm. But the point is that I'm talking about mastery, true mastery, where, you know, let's say you're receiving enough unsolicited client referrals from your existing clients to build your business without having to go out and acquire clients in any other manner. Can you imagine a day when your clients are so well served, they're so excited, and they are so thrilled with the experience that you're providing, that it's such a remarkable experience that they cannot help themselves? They're talking you up to the other people in their life because, you know, they want to share the good news, like, as in, you won't believe what my financial advisor just did for me. And they're telling stories to their friends and the people closest to them. And as a result, you're receiving enough unsolicited referrals that your business is growing on its own without you having to lift a finger to do anything else. because you've got an army of existing well-served clients out there singing your praises and building your business for you. That's the point I'm telling you. That takes some time. That takes a minimum of 16 months to really begin getting to that point where you're getting unsolicited referrals at a measurable rate to where you see consistent growth from that, just from that method alone. Two, my experience was, I went after 16 months, I was getting enough unsolicited referrals to grow my business. But it took me 34 months, I'm talking me personally, it took me 34 months to acquire all the ideal clients that I had it as my goal to acquire. And so after 34 months, I then closed my business to new clients. I had enough clients that I didn't need any more clients. That's what I'm calling mastery. That's what I'm calling the point at which, you know, it'll take you a long time. It took me 3 years to implement to that level. So, you know, mastery takes a while. So you expect after these initial modules that you'll need to continue making efforts with us or without us. I mean, you can quit the Advisor Pack monthly program at any time. Just let us know and you can stop the program. But if you keep going because you want to master these methods, just keep going in the Advisor Pack monthly program. Nobody's pushing you, out of this program. Nobody's pushing you into the toolkit or any other program. You can stay right here in the Advisor Pack monthly program as long as you want. All I'm saying about the fast track is we currently have a large number of Advisor Pack monthly members who are in the fast track program who have it as their goal to join the toolkit. And I just wanted to clarify that the purpose of the fast track is not to, just go through these modules as quickly as possible. It's to pause enough to implement so that we can see evidence that you're ready for the toolkit. Again, a word about contact us. If you're not contacting us in between these monthly sessions, then I would ask you to consider whether you're implementing at an effective with as effectively as you could. Our team is trained and skilled at helping advisors like you implement these methods. And we know from experience that no advisor implements these methods without stumbling and coming across dilemmas and questions and scratching their heads because, you know, there's different ways to implement these things. And on top of everything, you encounter exact specific client situations where you're trying to implement something with a client and the client has a reaction. And so then, you know, if you're curious about how we would handle a client in that situation, you know, there is no question that's off limits. So my word about contact us is that if you're not utilizing this support resource, then I'm going to put it out there. You're not implementing as effectively as you could because our team is skilled at helping you accelerate your results. So just to circle back to where we started, which comes first, the chicken or the egg? So does it matter whether you acquire ideal clients immediately, like right now, and then begin working feverishly and quickly to establish your team and deliverables as you go so that you can deliver on your promises to your ideal clients? Or do you do it the other way around, where you establish your team and your deliverables first, and then wait until all that's in place and then begin acquiring ideal clients? Frankly, we don't care which order you do it. We have advisors who have been successful doing it either way. However, we do have a few people in the toolkit fast track who, frankly, are not ready for the toolkit, but they still want to implement quickly. Like they kind of want to stay in the toolkit fast track, even though they're not ready for the toolkit. What we recommend for those advisors, which is this scenario right here, you want to establish, you're the type of person who wants to get it all in place first and before you begin inviting ideal clients into your community. Well, in that case, if the Advisor Pack monthly program is not moving quickly enough for you, then you need to join the toolkit, even though you're not going to acquire clients right away, but you have the ability to. In other words, you in your own mind, you have the confidence, look, I've got clients at the top level that I'm currently delivering. I'm adding clients to that current top level that I've got currently at a regular clip. So in other words, I know I have clients that would be good potential ideal clients, and I seem to have no problem adding new clients. So I'm willing to join the toolkit now and begin paying $1,000 a month for 16 months just because I want to move quickly through this. I want to establish my team quickly. I want to get my deliverables up and running fast so that I can then start inviting some of these ideal clients into the ideal client community at a higher compensation, and usually at a substantially higher level of compensation to you. So it doesn't matter. Acquire clients first and then put the team and the deliverables in place. Frankly, this is the model where we see the most success. Why? I'm not 100% sure. I think it's because once you acquire an ideal client, but you're not 100% comfortable that you have your team and your deliverables in place, I think it puts pressure on advisors to deliver on the promise, and to it's just a commitment to get the team and the deliverables in place quickly. And so that goes back to what I was saying. Then you have to be able to, we have to see evidence that you're actually able to add a subject matter expert every 60 days. And if you can, then, you know, this model is fine. If you're capable, if you can show us evidence while you're in the Advisor Pack monthly program that you're capable of adding a new subject matter expert every 60 days or less, then you'll be fine adding ideal clients immediately, because we can tell you with authority, we've seen it over and over. You'll be acquiring new team members faster than your client can actually get their mind around all the things you're doing for them. So there will be no disappointment on your client's part. As a matter of fact, from their experience, it seems from their point of view that you're adding new capabilities and new team members and new things you're doing for them all the time, every time they turn around. Matter of fact, not to get too into the weeds, but in our program, we have the 3-meeting process. And all that means is in our system, you're meeting with your clients, your ideal clients, at least once every 4 months. Well, if you're adding a new subject matter expert every 60 days and you're only seeing your clients once every 4 months, you know, then you're adding subject matter experts like substantially faster than the pace at which you're meeting clients. So from their perspective, every time they come in to see you at a meeting, there's new members of your team until you have your team built. So it's never a problem. But if you prefer to do it the other way around, say, nope, I don't want to do it. I want to get my team and my deliverables in place first. Then I'll acquire my ideal clients. All I'm saying is either stay in the Advisor Pack monthly program and be comfortable to implement one project a month, or if you feel like you're ready for the toolkit, just let that be known that, you know, I've got clients at the high end, I'm adding clients regularly, and I'm very comfortable joining the toolkit and paying the higher fee just so I can get these modules. Like, it's like a fire hose. You get everything all at once in the toolkit. It's not dosed out one a month. You just get everything all at once. And then, you know, you've got the pressure put on yourself to implement all of it as quickly as you possibly can. So do you need the toolkit? The question is, do you have top-tier clients now who would be good potential ideal clients? Are you adding clients at a regular clip? And do you have a strong administrative manager? I'd say those are the three key components in our mind of an advisor that would be happy and ready for the toolkit. They kind of need the toolkit because they need an ability to scale their business, delivering extraordinary level of service. So next question. We have, this question came in a couple of different formats. This is the format of this question that kind of engaged me. I liked the way this was worded. The question, and we get this question all the time from new members of the Advisor Pack Monthly Program. They want to know, okay, I'm in the program, so now what is it? So we get this quite a bit. You know, what is the Advisor Pack Monthly Program? Can you kind of, I think the question that we most often get is, can you give us the view from 30,000 feet? Can you please tell us what we're actually doing in this program? Or maybe put another way, you know, to begin with the end in mind, kind of give us the picture from 30,000 feet so we can see what this whole thing's going to look like after it's built. Okay. Just so you know, we call this whole process the referability project. I don't want to get into it too much, but I think it makes perfect sense to most financial advisors. You want to, if you're going to be building a business that is providing such an extraordinary level of service that your clients are going to be the ones out there talking you up because they are so excited about what you're doing for them, they just can't resist mentioning what you're doing to them, for them, to other people in their life. Well, it kind of operates under the premise that if you need more referrals to get to that level, then you've got to become more referable. So it's all about your referability and how easy is it for your current clients to tell the good news or to tell the story about you to others. In other words, what are you doing that would even motivate a current client to even mention anything that you're currently doing for them to anyone else? So this whole initiative to increase your own referability by clients, by your clients, we call the Referability Project. So let me just walk you through it. It's just it's a very quick run through, and I'll just kind of go right through it. So it starts with establishing a clear vision, clear goals for your ideal business. And I would say that means in your own mind, a clarity of vision where you begin building the vision of your ideal business. You've got a clear idea of the business in your mind that would not only be extraordinary for your clients, that's good for them, but it's also good for you. It's driving your future goals in your future life. It's driving you towards the life that you want. And from a leadership standpoint, because in our model, we've identified one of the things that is most required of financial advisors, other than your ability to deliver for your clients in a competent way, in a way that's worthy of trust from your clients and also, you know, exceeds their expectations. You've also got to, well, let's put it this way, to do that is going to require a team. So in building a team who can deliver, help you deliver for your clients at that level requires leadership. So the one thing in our programs that that we do kind of behind the scenes, you may or may not even notice it's happening, but we're helping you develop your own leadership skills. So at this level, where you're establishing clear goals for yourself, from a leadership standpoint, you know, the question is not only do you have a clear vision, but how clearly can you articulate that vision to others? In other words, can you lay out your vision to people who might join your team in a way that gets them hooked? Like they're like, wow, I'd love to sign on for that because I'd like to do that too. And so they want to join your team. So the next step is then, once you've got a clear vision, it's to begin differentiating yourself by breaking away from the pack. And you do that by making a pact to every client. You're going to deliver on the four client expectations. You're going to protect your clients. You're going to pay attention. You're going to coordinate all the financial details in their life, and you're going to do it with full transparency. There's not going to be anything that the client's paying that is hidden, or you know, there's no hidden fees or anything that the client's unaware. Why? Because you're going to make it all transparent for them. So you're going to make the competition irrelevant because you're going to offer clients what they want most. And not only that, it's from the client's perspective, not yours. You're going to offer what they want most and what they're most willing to pay for. In other words, you're going to make the effort to identify as Advisor Pact does, but that just scratches the surface of our business model. Our business model is all about identifying all kinds of gaps in the financial services industry. There are lots of things that we've identified that successful, affluent people are kind of missing in their financial life. And by you kind of swooping in and filling these gaps, you're immediately differentiating yourself from other financial advisors. You're getting to the point, the whole thing in our program is to get away from clients viewing you as, you know, let's say a potential client comes in and they say, oh, you're just one of several advisors I'm interviewing because we need a financial advisor and we're interviewing a number of them. No, you're making the competition irrelevant because when they understand what you do, what they immediately realize is you're the only game in town. They may or may not want what you're offering, but if they do, it's not like they can go to another advisor in town and get a quote on those services because you're the only game in town. For what you do, you're the only person in your community that delivers on that. So you differentiate yourself. And then at that point, you establish an ideal client service offering. So you begin carving out a level of service that's only for your most elite clients. We call them ideal clients. And you begin offering that level of service to a small community of what we call ideal clients. And you do that by establishing a strict ideal client profile. In other words, you profile for yourself and for potential clients the profile of the client that you serve best. And you make it clear to them and to your team which clients are which. So every client that you have that meets every single one of the criteria on your ideal client profile, those are the ideal clients. And your team is crystal clear on which are which. These are the ideal clients over here. These clients get the ideal client level of service. And here's the line. And these clients on the other side of the line, they're non-ideal clients and they get some other level of service, which is lower. So you establish an ideal client community. And then you get out of the office. You start to realize that these potential ideal clients are not in your office. They're out in the community. And so you realize that you've got to go out and meet lots of people. And you begin building a stellar reputation. We call this marketing 101. It's the realization that if you had a list of all the potential ideal clients in your community, the reality is, for most of you, I would say nearly all of you, that list of potential ideal clients, they don't know your name and they don't know what you do. In other words, you're unknown to them at this point. And so you make it your goal to get out of the office as much as possible so that the potential ideal clients in your community begin to know who you are. And so the goal is to make introducing yourself irrelevant. Like the question is, can you get your reputation to the point where most of the potential ideal clients know who you are and know what you do the first time they come across you in person? And then the next step in our process is to acquire a strong administrative manager, somebody who is a leader, an individual who can offer not only administrative support, but they're semi-autonomous, that you clearly understand your two priorities as a financial advisor. And by the way, if you don't know what those two things are, that means you haven't gone through the program enough because we talk about it a lot. So you clearly understand your priorities and you now have someone, a strong administrative manager, who will make sure that everything else in your business gets done so that you can stay focused on your two priorities. And once you get to that point, then you realize that the name of the game is to be competent and to be worthy, to be seen as worthy of trust by each and every one of your ideal clients. And you do that by creating an extraordinary client experience. You design an experience, and we help you do this. We help you design an experience that's not just from the client's perspective, it's not just like a procedural experience going in to see any typical financial advisor. It's a the interactions that you design are compelling. And that means in our model that you're crystal clear on the six fundamental laws of client service. And you not only are clear on those six laws, but you're implementing them. And that means you're delivering a compelling experience. An experience that when clients come in to meet with you or they see that they've got a meeting with you scheduled on their calendar, they're looking forward to it and they wouldn't miss it for the world because they realize that this is their goals. This is their future that they're going in to make progress with, and they look forward to that. So, you establish what we call the team goal. The team goal is to set the expectation for every single individual on your team that we're going to exceed these clients' expectations. We've got ideal clients. They have expectations. We're going to identify what those expectations are, and we're going to exceed them. And you only allow individuals onto your team if they embrace the team goal. And you, as a leader, take your responsibility seriously to make sure that every member of your team, every single member of your team, is actually contributing to the team goal. In other words, you can look at every member of your team and you can provide, you can list the evidence for each member of your team as to how they are helping exceed ideal clients' expectations. And then the final step is to measure success. So once you've got all this in place, we have a module called the referability dashboard. It's a spreadsheet, and basically you're measuring the annual referral rate. The way we measure client satisfaction is we know when your referral rate is increasing. In other words, you've got clients out there remarking about your services to other people that in their life. We know that clients who mention you to others, in other words, they go out on a limb and they refer you or introduce you to other people. We know that those clients are happy. We know that those clients are satisfied, or else why would they risk their reputation by recommending you to people that in their life that they care about? So we measure success, and basically an increasing annual referral rate is what we're looking for. And so that's the referability project. So that's the answer to your question. So that, in a nutshell, is what you're doing in this program and every single program that we work with financial advisors to implement. Okay, in a phone call this month, this is the last question. I had an advisor saying, you know, I know you have two modules on the 10 client deliverables, and I'm not there yet, but it would be helpful to know what are the 10 client deliverables? In other words, what are these things that our team are going to be delivering to our clients that is so extraordinary? And I would say, yes, it's extraordinary in that it's unusual, and clients claim that for these 10 client deliverables, they can't find an advisor who does all of these 10. So yes, it will make you extraordinary, but I think from the perspective of what are the 10 client deliverables, it's kind of more of a mechanical internal thing. So it's as you're adding subject matter experts, what are the things internally that your team needs to understand that there's that you're supposed to be delivering on so that you can call yourself a comprehensive financial advisor? So in our vernacular, internally, what the 10 client deliverables are is simply this. It's when you have delivered the 10 client deliverables to a client in a given year, in a 12-month period. When you've done these 10 things for a single client in a 12-month period, that's the definition of truly comprehensive financial services. So the problem in our industry is that nobody's ever defined comprehensive financial services. Well, we have, at least internally for us, that comprehensive financial services means you're delivering the 10 client deliverables. And it's just simply the definition of truly comprehensive financial services. So where does it come from? Okay, so let's talk about the team. So you've got the ideal client, you've got your ideal client community, you as the trusted advisor are focused on the clients. So you're client facing, you're the one that interacts, you're the single simple point of contact for your clients. They know, you know, the single individual they can call for anything related to their finances, and that's you. Then you've got an administrative manager who's coordinating your team of subject matter experts. Now, it all started for me with the financial roadmap. So if you're using the financial roadmap, which many of you are, that's the Advisor Roadmap Virtual Training Platform by Bill Bachrach. In that program, that's a client acquisition program. It's a tool for client acquisition, which we are not. We're all about serving clients after you acquire them. But in that program, Bill has a conversation in the initial meeting, in the initial financial roadmap meeting, called the commitment to hire. And you know the commitment to hire if you're using the financial roadmap, because it's the conversation that begins with looking a potential client in the eye and saying, we've come to the point in our time together where you get to decide whether you would want to hire me to create this strategy for you. And here's exactly what you would get if you hire me. And then you proceed in that script to list all the things that you're going to provide. And if you examine that script, which I did back in the year 1999, when I first started working with Bill Bachrach, I realized that in the commitment to hire, it required three areas of finance: money management, financial planning, and insurance. So it basically described in the commitment to hire, you know, we're going to establish goals, get you on track to your goals and achieve your goals on time. We're going to deploy your assets in a way that makes sense. So that's money management. And we're going to make sure you have we're going to look at every kind of insurance that exists and make sure that you only have the kinds that you need. And so those are the three, in essence, areas of financial services that the commitment to hire dealt with. But in thinking about it and in thinking about comprehensive financial services, and really the commitment to hire paints a vision in the mind of the client of this actualizing of their financial roadmap. In other words, getting everything done in their financial vision, okay, for a client's vision of their financial future. That implies comprehensive financial services. And so there's a couple of areas of financial services that are implied but not stated in the commitment to hire. And obviously, there's tax implications with money management and even with insurance. And so you need to include, it's not specifically laid out, but it's implied. So you need taxes covered. And then estate planning. So this idea of, you know, making sure that, you know, if something happens to your client, let's say they're in an accident, or, you know, they have an illness and they're unable, even for a short period of time, to manage their own affairs, they have to have some kind of a plan where somebody can step in and everything doesn't just fall apart. So estate planning is implied. So this is the team. This is our deliverables team structure. It occurred to me that if I was going to scale my business, if I was going to go from, at the time in my mind, I had 17 ideal clients when I started, and my goal was 100 ideal clients. So if I was going to move, if I was going to add 87 ideal clients, I needed a team to do that. And so as a result, I made it my goal to build a team of 5 subject matter experts, because in my mind, these are the 5 areas of financial services that delivers on the promise of the commitment to hire. So these are the 5 areas that I had to cover. And so that's where the 10 client deliverables came from. It's delivering on the commitment to hire. And they basically are these. It's a comprehensive written lifetime strategy. Every client has a plan. It's a GPS. It's a step-by-step implementation plan of action. So at every single point in time, every time I sit down and meet with a client, there's a step-by-step plan of action of exactly who's going to do what so that the goals are accomplished no later than the deadline set by the client. these are the recommendations from our team. This is what has to actually get done. Third are progress reports. So it's when the clients come in, I've got these five subject matter experts. So each of them has an updated report for each area, you know, tax, financial planning, money management, insurance, estate planning. So for each of those five areas, the client comes in each area, are they on track or off track in that area? And so I needed progress reports. That's one of the 10 client deliverables. And then the ability to deploy assets. So the client's got assets, they've got goals. So where do they put their money in order to achieve their objectives? And so I call this money management. I know in different parts of the world, this is called maybe asset management or investment management, but we call it money management. And all it is the ability to deploy the assets and to make recommendations so that the client's on track. You know, they're making smart decisions with their money that's on track for meeting their financial objectives in the long run. In the area of tax, there were two checkpoints. One is to do a tax projection before the end of each and every tax year so that, you know, there will be no surprises because we're doing a projection and there will be no tax surprises. And if there are any opportunities to reduce taxes before the end of the tax year, we're going to identify them. Why? Because we do an income tax projection before the end of every tax year. And then after the end of the tax year, we make sure that the income taxes are reviewed by more than one tax professional and they're filed by the deadline. So that's the sixth deliverable. And then from that, we make sure that there is an estate plan in place and that it's reviewed every 3 to 5 years. Now, why the range? It's because when you talk to a lot of estate planning lawyers, they have a difference of opinion. It's some like to review things every 3 years, some like to review things every 5 years. So we create a range. They've got to be reviewed fully at least every 3 years, but no later than 5 years. And that's for every ideal client. That's a commitment. And then the goal blueprint. And the goal blueprint is simply this. It's for each and every goal. There's a single page that lays out not only whether that goal is on track currently, but, you know, what are the tactics and strategies required to accomplish the goal? So it's for the client. There's a report we call the goal blueprint, one for each goal, stating whether the goal is currently on or off track and what the strategies and tactics are for the accomplishment of that goal. Ninth is something called the Master Goal Tracker. So it's an updated summary of each goal, including the status. So you've got a listing of every goal for every subject matter expert. So it's a listing of all the goals that's updated prior to every client meeting, but it's available to every subject matter expert so that they can collaborate with each other to discuss ways to accelerate the client's progress and accomplish the goals, maybe even before the deadline. And finally, the 10th client deliverable is you've got a plan for cash and a plan for debt. Not all clients have debt. That's why we put them together. So some clients don't have any debt, but all clients have cash. And so it's every time you meet with a client, is the client on track for their cash reserves and the cash that's supposed to be embedded in their investment strategy? Is all the cash on track to the plan? And if there is debt, what's the plan for the debt? Is it being reduced on a schedule? And is the client on or off track to that schedule? So those are the client deliverables. And you have a written delivery plan for each of the 10 client deliverables. So you have something that's clear to your team of subject matter experts exactly what your team needs to be doing for each and every one of these deliverables to actually accomplish the deliverable. So I'm going to, in the replay for this session, I'm going to include a sample of the 10 client deliverable, what we call the delivery plan. So here's deliverable number one. And a delivery plan. Here's delivery. Here's 10 client deliverables number 2 and 3. And so as we go through the delivery plan, you'll notice that there's a plan for each of the 10 client deliverables. And I'll give you this sample plan, delivery plan. If you go once this, you know, within 24 hours, this recording will be uploaded to the Advisor Pack Monthly site. Just go to that replay page and there'll be a downloadable for this delivery plan that you can look at. And even if you haven't yet gotten to the point where you've gone through the two modules describing the 10 client deliverables, hopefully this gives you enough information that you understand what the 10 client deliverables are and kind of when you get to that module, what it is that you're going to be having your team of subject matter experts work on figuring out how to deliver for each client every 12 months. Well, that's it for this monthly session of the Advisor Pack monthly program. I'm Mark Little, and until we talk next time, we wish you every success. Until next month, I'm Mark Little.